This week is the 100th episode of the podcast, and there is a big fat giveaway. It is such a cool giveaway with some really epic prizes. All of these items have come from incredible disabled business owners, and they've all given up an item for you guys. These items are a Goofy Pro hoodie, a piece of the Unhidden Fashion clothing line, a cookbook from the Mr. Ian Taverner, aka Cookfulness, and a £25 voucher for Sweets and Smiles from the Welcome app. Now, all of these are disabled business owners or disabled allies, and the way that you enter this giveaway is I need you to subscribe to Disabled and Proud however you listen to your podcasts. I then need you to screenshot that and send it in to the Disabled and Proud Instagram.
Hi, I'm Brooke Melhouse. Welcome to Disabled and Proud, the podcast that does exactly what it says on the tin. Each week, the show highlights an awesome disabled guest speaking about their own disability, why they're proud to be disabled, and why they're proud to be themselves.
Hello, and welcome to Disabled and Proud. This week is the 100th episode of the podcast. I cannot believe I just said those words. I just am in shock that we have got to 100 episodes. That is me having 99 individual conversations with other disabled people. And here we are at episode 100. This week's episode is going to be a little bit different. It is just little old me. It's a solo episode with me, Brooke, the host. I thought I'd do a little deep dive into where I got the idea from Disabled and Proud from, why I think it's important, and a couple of questions that I got sent in. And actually, guys, I'm really looking forward to it. I was born disabled, and therefore I don't know any different. I don't know what it's like to acquire my disability. I don't know what it's like to have that moment where suddenly your life changes. But also, I don't know what it's like to necessarily grow up with loads of disabled people around me, because in my family, I was very much the only physically disabled person. And then when you're younger, it's not like you're given a group of people that are also disabled nearby. And quite often you are the only disabled person in the room. And so I knew from a really young age that I had to be okay with my disability. Because if I wasn't okay with my disability, other people were going to find it a bit difficult. And that is how society is. We view disability in a really, really funny way, especially when you're young. You know, disabled kids are so often given the absolute world. And then you get to about, I'd say 11 or 12, and all of a sudden you kind of become this health and safety hazard. Nobody really knows how to navigate or talk to you about your disability anymore. And especially around that age, you're starting to learn about hormones and you're feeling changes. And it's such a pivotal time. And you kind of are left a little bit by yourself. And especially when you have a disability that requires medical involvement, quite often at that point in time, that's when things get a bit more difficult. It's also, you know, on the run up to 18, you then change to adult services, or as quite a lot of people have told me on their podcast, you know, at the age of 18, then they're just kind of left alone. And for me, I didn't really have too much medical intervention. I mean, don't get me wrong, I go to the hospital every now and then to get a limb clinic checkup. I have to go and get my skin around my arm looked at. But realistically, when it comes to like my medical intervention, that's kind of it. And so for me, it was always about learning about other different disabilities and learning about how they were different from my own and how some were similar from my own. And it's been so lovely to step into this community and really embrace it wholeheartedly, because these people that I talk to, the people that I have conversations with, have not only some of them become some of my best friends, but every single person teaches me something completely new about disability and something that I've never experienced or something I've never thought about. And to be able to foster that conversation is is really, really beautiful because, let's be honest, media and film and newspaper articles and the way that we have depicted disability in life is so opposite to what it is. And like, that comes back to Chris Lynch's point about the disability paradox, right? So there's this paradox that says that non-disabled people view disabled people as having really quite terrible lives. And, you know, that's the worst thing in the world that could happen to them. When the reality is that disabled people don't view their lives like that, or the vast majority of them don't. And I think that the media feeds into that because so often we get misrepresented and things aren't quite depicted as they should be. And we never really just hear about how people are smashing life with a disability. You know, they've either got to be some form of Paralympian where they are the best in their field and they've kind of quote unquote overcome their disability and they've done some superhuman feat. Or on the other hand, it's, you know, you're the benefit scrounger and you're a down and out and, you know, you're living off the welfare state and you're cheating the system and you're getting all these benefits that you shouldn't get, and you should work and you should push yourself just like everybody else does. And you know, this idea of quite primitive survival. And these two like swings tend to be so often on opposite newspaper sheets to each other. So on the one hand, you can have this Paralympian who's incredible, and then the next you can have this benefit scrounger, or, you know, they're taking money from the welfare state, and they are literally side by side, and there's never any in between, and there's never any room for nuance. We really miss out on the nuance of disability when it comes to the media. And so I remember driving home one day and thinking, if I want to hear conversations between disabled people that weren't those two opposites, right? It wasn't this superhuman Paralympian and it also wasn't this super scrounger. Where could I find them? Because surely I'm not the only person who wants to hear about other disabled people just smashing their life, whatever it was that they decided to do. And I remember driving home and it was like a really dark February night. And I thought, why would I not just create it? Why would I not create space to have these conversations? And they can be uncomfortable and they can be truthful and they can be a true representation of what disability is. Why don't I do that? And I sat on the idea of Disabled and Proud for literally a year. I mean, to be fair to myself, we were in the pandemic. I think I had the idea in 2020 and I then executed it in 2021. But still, having the idea and then fleshing the idea out are two very, very different things. I think I had the idea and it was one of those brainwaves that I thought, oh, this would be amazing. And then, you know, you can't just put them on the back burner because A, life is just, you know, rolling around and getting in the way. But also because, you know, there was a pandemic and it was a hard, hard time for anybody who worked. I personally worked in health and social care during that time and it was difficult and it wasn't easy, and quite often my work was taking over my life outside of work times. I mean, it was a global pandemic, what can you do? But I knew that I wanted to hear these conversations, and it kept kind of niggling at the back of my head, and it kept being like, hey, you have this really solid idea. And I did some research, and I kept doing research every couple of months. I would be like, oh, I'm just gonna Google is Disabled and Proud, like, is it a name, and where would I go to find this information, and what would I do with it? And I Googled, and then I would Instagram, and I would Facebook, and I'd look on LinkedIn, and nothing was kind of catching my eye. And then I kind of sat down with myself and I was like, if I really want to do this, I need to do it now, because if I don't, it's never going to happen. And I remember recording the first ever episode and being so nervous. My first ever episode one of Disabled and Proud was with Lou Hawkins. Now, Lou is one of the most incredible people in the world. She's an adaptive athlete and she's someone that I really look up to. And I'd met Lou a couple of times before. She'd really helped me out with my training journey and with the straps and all the equipment that I needed to use. And I really wanted to talk to her because, you know, it was lovely to see someone who was older than me with kids and having a really happy and joyful life, because yet again, I couldn't see that in the media. That representation for me wasn't there. And so it was so nice to talk to her about being a mum and what was it like growing up and her fitness journey. And I remember being so nervous that first ever episode. And I remember at the end of it, we both cried, because and it's still true, you know, without her representation and without her being on Instagram, I wouldn't have started my Instagram. And I also wouldn't have started this podcast, because I wouldn't have seen that there was a need for it. And there was, you know, this want to have these conversations and talk about your disability in a way that's really open and honest. And actually, social media has really changed the game for how we talk about disability and how we view disability and being able to understand the nuances with it. Social media didn't exist when I was 13, 14. You know, we didn't have these accounts that we could just go and follow or learn off. And, you know, TikTok has just been absolutely incredible for learning about stuff. Don't get me wrong, there's also some amount of absolute rubbish on it too. But actually, when it comes down to it, what social media has done for disability is actually really positive. There's been a lot of representation. You can almost find people who look like you. You can find your community of people who look like you or have the same disability as you or someone who's been on a similar journey to you. And actually, when it comes to life, that can be so valuable, because it's not nice to think that you're the only one. And actually, social media has given space for people to realize that they're not the only one, and there's a community out there for them, and they can reach out and be included. And that is so valuable. And that's the reason why I'm so grateful for everybody who comments and likes and shares and gets involved with Disabled and Proud, because without you guys, I quite literally wouldn't be here. Without the guests who come on and are so willing to have these conversations, even if it can be a bit awkward and uncomfortable, without them, I would not be here. I would not be able to do this really funny and weird and awkward solo episode with you guys. Do you know what? It is really hard doing a solo episode. I honestly give absolute props to all the people who do solo episodes week in, week out. It is not an easy feat at all. And you've got to really find your groove before you start recording. I will say that for sure. What's so interesting about having these conversations, though, is that every single week I do learn something new. And I know that I say that repeatedly, but I do learn something new. And I put out onto the Disabled and Proud Instagram and my own personal Instagram that I was going to be answering questions in this episode. So I thought, why not? Let's dive in and have a look at some of the questions that I got asked. Here we go. Okay. One of the questions is, what is the most surprising thing that's come out of recording Disabled and Proud? What is the most surprising thing that's come out of recording Disabled and Proud? You know, actually, I'm always surprised at the people who want to be involved. And also the reception. I'm always surprised. Like when I started this, I have a very, very, very tiny portion of the internet. You know, we're talking like the thinnest slither there is. But I'm always really surprised when people open up to these conversations with open arms and listen. And I'm always like, I love it so much when people send messages in saying that this podcast has impacted them powerfully and it's empowered them to be able to say that they're disabled or to flip the script with their disability. And I'm just always surprised that there are people out there who listen and want to learn and are grateful too. Like for a long time, I thought it was just me waffling to myself. And actually, I think the live show at NADEX really changed that for me. I think I realized then that there was a bit of an audience out there and that people appreciate this and how lucky am I that I get to do this. And I just couldn't be more grateful for it. And so I think that's the most surprising thing, is that whilst I sometimes think it's just me and the guests, it's actually not. It's bigger than that. And that is incredible. And I'm never not thankful for that. So another question. What has been the most impactful conversation I have had on Disabled and Proud? Ooh. Okay. The most impactful conversations that I have had have always been the ones that have challenged my own thoughts about disability and my own perception of disability. So I've had it a few times where people have not really seen their disability how I see my disability, who weren't necessarily in a place of fully accepting their disability. And I think those are always the most impactful conversations, because it just goes to show that everybody is on their own journey with their disability. No two people in the disabled world are the same. No two people in the world are the same. That's absolutely true as well. But when we're really thinking about disability and how things can be the exact same on paper, but actually they're very different in real life, no two people's journey to acceptance with disability is the same. And I think having those conversations with people who might be right at the very beginning of their journey, or who have been on this journey for years and years and years and just still aren't necessarily there, is always really interesting. And, you know, having someone say that they aren't disabled and proud, I think is always, like, it's fascinating to me, because in my mind, we're very much, we're here for one life and we've got to accept what we've got, and like it or lump it, that is what it is, and we've got to work with it to the best of our abilities. But I'm also aware there's so much privilege in saying that. And so when I hear about someone who isn't disabled and proud, who has had a good life, but, you know, disability is something that really hinders them, I have to sit back and reflect and be like, how can we make it better for you guys? Because ultimately, we're here once. Or we remember the fact that we're here once. And how can we make disability pride like this thing that everybody wants to be a part of, whether you're disabled or not? And a lot of that is down to society and how society views disability. But I think they're the most impactful conversations, when it's completely different to my point of view. And I learned something as well, because I realized that no two people are the same. And that, I think we all know that anyway, but when we're having these conversations and people kind of know that disabled and proud is about being proud of being disabled, and they say that, you know, either they're just on their journey to acceptance, which is, you know, incredible. The fact that anybody's on their own journey to acceptance is amazing. Or when people say no, that's most impactful for me, because I think I want to pick it apart a lot more and understand why. And then how can we make it better for you on your journey, and how can we bring you up with us? Because ultimately, that's what we're all here for, right? Is to help each other out. And if we can do that, why wouldn't we? How do I choose the guests for Disabled and Proud? That is actually a really good question. So quite often I do a lot of research. There's a lot of research that goes into the guests, whether it be business owners or influencers or journalists. And being able to like look at people's past work and seeing if it would bring something different to the table. That's kind of how I do it. And I always like to make the episodes, I always like to make them different somehow. I mean, I know the conversations and the questions, well, more so the questions actually tend to be similar, but everybody always has a very, very different answer to each one. And that's why I start off the podcast with, how do you refer to your disability? Because so often people misrepresent how you identify, and in a conversation where it's quite vulnerable, like it's vulnerable to talk about your disability, being misrepresented in that way is like, oh God, it'd be such a nightmare if I felt like I was doing that to someone. So that's why I asked that first question. And with that means that everybody's answer is different. And that means that every person that I interview, their answer is going to be different. And I like to look for those differences in people and making sure that they bring something as well to the table, whether it's a different point of view or they're from a completely different background than me, or, you know, there's actually loads that goes into it. It's like background, what they do now, what their success has been, what their failure has been, how open people are to having conversations, what do they do? There's a lot that goes into it. And it's not always just like, it's not always just as easy as dropping an email. Sometimes it's a lot of like chasing, and And I know that we tend to all be disabled in this sphere. And so sometimes things crop up, like emergency doctor's appointments or somebody's unwell and rearranging. So there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to make sure that I bring the best guests that I can find to this podcast. Another question. I've had quite a lot of questions from people who would like to be on the podcast. Now, the best thing that I can say, guys, is drop me an email. I quite often get lost in my Instagram DMs. A lot go into requests and then I don't check them and then they go. Or like LinkedIn, I will have a scroll every now and then. And if I read it, I tend to forget to reply unless it's like a really good conversation that I'm having with someone. So please just drop me an email. Drop me an email and I'm sure we can get a conversation going and something started, because I would love as many of you guys to be on this podcast as possible to have these conversations and talk about disability and really spread like way more awareness than there is already out there, because we need disability pride in our lives. We need that being proud of who we are, and that disability is, you know, it's not great, it's not awful, it's somewhere in the in-between, but we can be proud of that and we can be proud of our achievements. So yeah, drop me a message, drop me an email. And if you don't know where my email is, it's always on my Instagram. Or you can, you know, find it on LinkedIn if you look really hard. If you really want to be on the podcast, you will find it. I just wanted to wrap up this episode by saying thank you all so much for being here. Thank you for anybody who interacts with this podcast, who likes, shares, subscribes, comments, everything. I am so grateful for you guys, and I'm so grateful for the support as well. Like I said, it is the 100th episode and there is a big fat giveaway. It is such a cool, cool giveaway with some really epic prizes, with items from brands like Unhidden and Goofy Pro, Cookfulness, Sweets and Smiles. And I'm so lucky that all of those business owners have donated to this giveaway, because it's such a cool, cool thing to be able to do for you guys. So if you want a chance to win those items, I need you to subscribe to this podcast and send in a screenshot of that subscription to the Disabled and Proud Instagram, and it'll get put into a bundle and I will pull out from that bundle. And I'm so excited for you guys to hear what we have in store. We've 100 episodes down, guys. There is 100 episodes more to come. And I'm so excited to see where this journey goes. And I'm, like I said, I've said it 100 million times, but I'm so thankful that you guys are still here. So thank you so much for listening to me waffle on. I mean, I hope it was good. I think it might be pretty good. Who knows? But I will see you in the next episode. And I promise that I will now do intros in the beginning, because I haven't done that before. But I will now, and I will see you guys so soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Disabled and Proud. If you've enjoyed the show, then please give it some love by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you download your podcasts. It really helps us to reach more and more people each week. Plus, if you've got a particular highlight, then I'd absolutely love to hear it. Tag me on your Insta stories @DisabledandProudPodcast.